Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for what you've been waiting for, the Belastrator. Big breakdown of the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach, here we go. Offensively, what do we have?
Well, this is Darren Sproles. And he's, you know, threat every time he touches the ball, whether it's on punt returns or from the backfield as a runner or as a receiver. Here it's against the Jets. You know, the Jets do a good job here. They punt the ball within a couple yards of the sideline. They're in great position. Got him pinned back in there. And he gets out of it with his quickness, his burst, breaking tackles, and, you know, turns it into a 90-yard touchdown. So special teams, Philadelphia led the league in special teams last year, and they'll be right up at the top again this year as well.
Okay, tie game here, evened up right here, second quarter. Here's the kickoff.
Kickoff coverage. Chris Maragos is kind of their lead guy. Good speed, very aggressive. You can see him coming down here, and he's going to work his way through the traffic. Makes a hit inside the 15-yard line, knocks the ball loose. He brings a lot of energy and toughness to the team, and really kind of their flag carrier on special teams.
You know, like you're Brandon Bolden, right? One of those big hits. Yeah,
that's right. And does a great job of covering kicks. He's also the personal protector on the punt team. And so they have good skill players, good returners, and also good cover players. There's no plays off on special teams against the Eagles. Field goal rush, they do a great job of mixing it up. They come inside, they come outside. Here they are coming off the short side of the field, off the edge, which is, you know, a little bit unusual, but they get great penetration and movement inside. So every play on special teams is a challenge against the Eagles.
Okay, good push right there by them. All right, moving on here.
Well, defensively, you know, it all starts with you know, them turning the ball over, you know, making big plays on defense. You know, they do a great job of one of the top turnover teams in the league. This is D'Amico Ryan's coming up, making a hit. You know, they had four turnovers in the New Orleans game. They've been able to turn the ball over, and that's, we're going to have to do a good job of taking care of the football. They do an excellent job of knocking it out, intercepting it, and stripping it. Here you can see this is Graham here at the top of the screen, dropping off into coverage. They throw Reed a little pass over the middle. See, Reed doesn't really put the ball away as securely as he should. And Graham comes in here from the backside, knocks it out right there. And turnovers, again, you know, they right at the top of the league, and they get them strip sacks, fumbles, interceptions. They cause them in all three areas.
So that's a pretty good look by then your scout team defense these past couple days in practice where they're trying to strip it out. That's kind of how you apply it, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we need to do that. And it's Fletcher Cox, you know, I think one of the top defensive linemen in the league. He's big, strong, very athletic, can rush the passer, play the run, really does it all. A guy that, you know, doesn't get a lot of publicity, but real good football player. Again, one of the top defensive linemen in the league. And you can see him just kind of manhandling the Giants offensive line, tackling
center
the backfield.
Center getting help, too. Wow.
Yeah, he handles double teams. I mean, excellent in the pass rush as well. You know, offensively, they have a very good running game. Three good backs with, you know, Murray, Sproles, and Matthews. This is Murray, and, you know, you can see his vision here. He comes and kind of got things clogged up and is able to, you know, bring it out the backside. Now he's got some space, good quickness, good balance, good running skill. He's got some power, and their running game's very good with their backs. And, of course, that sets up, you know, a lot of good play-action passes as well.
Okay, here we go, and this has got to be a play-action pass here.
Right, so coming off the, you know, the stretch fake here. You know, Riley Cooper has been a big home run guy for him, a big physical receiver. You know, usually plays over here to the offensive left, defensive right. You know, here this is a good example of, you know, Bradford just, you know, making a great throw here, give him a chance. Yep, see him get a step on the corner and put it back there, you know, on top of the free safety. And again, an easy 60-yard touchdown. So they get you with a running game, and then if you're just a little bit over-aggressive on that, then they, you know, they can hit big plays in the passing game. They have a real big group of receivers. Most of these guys are, you know, over 6 feet tall, over 200 pounds. This is Jordan Matthews going down the middle of the field. You can see a big target there for Bradford to hit on the middle read. So very talented group, very explosive group of skill players. And again, great execution here on a throw and a catch. You know, another easy 30 yards right down the middle of the field. So
that's what you don't want to do right there. There's big plays over the top.
That's right. We can't
hey,
give those up.
It's good to be back home, though. Get back on track.
Sounds good.
All right, good luck against the Eagles. There's your Belastrator. More of All Access back right after this.